It's episode 11 of the Club Penguin podcast.
Welcome to the 11th episode of the Club Penguin podcast. I'm Peter.
And I'm Emilia, and we'll be your hosts for today. Well, it's been a while since our last episode, and if you've kept up to date at the blog, you've seen that there isn't that much going on in Club Penguin lately, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes. So, let's dive into the news.
Let's begin with a little news from the site.
Well, I did have to fork over $200 for my computer to be repaired because, well, I need to keep the blog and the website up to date, so I'm kind of in debt right now, but all your clicks have helped a ton because, well, we have a new microphone now, and if you can notice, the audio quality is probably much better than our episodes before. So thank you so much for clicking on our ads on the site, and just keep it up. We added a new poll to the poll page of our site, and we'll be announcing the results of that poll at the end of the show. Also, we added a contest section to our site, so if you won the clothing contest, you're up on our site. Go check it out. It's the underneath the contest tab on the view bar.
At the stage, there's a new play, but is it really new? It's 12 Fish, which was the first play of the stage, and they're bringing it back. Now, we've said in shows before, we're not big fans of the stage. It's kind of cool, you know, it's got its own catalog and stuff. But bringing back the same play, are they going to do this for all the plays?
They already have. They brought back that, like, spacey play, that futuristic play with, like, the alien robots and all. That was a hit in Club Penguin because the costumes were really cool. But this really wasn't, and then they brought it back. I mean, the costumes are okay, the only good costume is the fish costume, but I don't know why they bring this back. Club Penguin really needs to come out with some new plays or get some new ideas for plays. And they at least added one new thing to the catalog, which was a new background. It's kind of half sun, half moon. And also, there is a new pin in Club Penguin. It is a goblet, and it is in the coffee shop. And this brings us into the new medieval party that's coming up on May 16th. The new medieval party was caused by the new catalog, which is out, which has dragon, kings and queens, that whole theme. And we'll talk about that new catalog later in the show.
The Igloo catalog has been updated. Not new igloo, but just sort of a new floor.
Actually, there is a new igloo. It's a half-breed between a double split and a garden. The bottom part is a garden, that fake grass thing, and then the upper part is just your basic igloo. I like this igloo, but I like my double split because it gives me a bit more space, and it's a much more homey igloo. But for those of you who don't have a lot of items and just want a really nice big igloo that kind of has that outside feel, this is the igloo for you.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool and everything. They've got all sorts of plants, wheelbarrows, you can get a penguin lawn gnome. Pretty creative, but I don't think many people, like, long-time members like me and Emilio, who have a bunch of, like, TVs, stuff like that, we're not really going to change.
But they did bring back all the plants for this catalog. The ficus plant, the snake grass, every plant that's ever been in Club Penguin is back in the catalog just for, I think, a month. And there is a secret. If you click on the palm tree in the word plants, it will bring up a palm tree for you to buy. And the only other secret that we could find is if you click on the screen of the LCD television, it'll bring up the big screen TV. I'm glad to see that that's back in the catalog. And there's also a new electronic, the security camera, which is really cool because it's follows your mouse around the screen. Wherever your mouse goes, the security camera goes.
Yeah, I have a cooler range in my house. I have a bunch of security cameras around my doorway, and this looks kind of cool.
And there's also a new fan, and this is a really big igloo catalog. They brought back a lot of stuff. There's a new wood bench, a plush gray chair, and a watering can. If you find any other secrets in the catalogs, or if you find any secrets or cheats or just want to talk to us, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can make a comment on our website in one of the blogs. You can press add a comment and type whatever you want.
Our site is clubpenguinpodcast.com.
Rockhopper's back in Club Penguin, and he's got some cool features on his ship. You can now go up on his crow's nest, and there's just like a little hangout area. You can click on this cannon, explodes. There's some snowballs. But the best part, if you go in the bottom of his ship, and then you find a little door that says Captain's Quarters. It says you need the key, though. If you want the key, you go to the book room, and the key's in the last page of his diaries. Then you can go back to the ship and go in his captain's quarters, which are really cool.
And inside the captain quarters is a new game, Treasure Hunt. We'll go more in depth in this game later in the show, but unfortunately, there was a party when Rockhopper arrived, but he's gone now, so you can't really get the Treasure Hunt game for another month, but it will be handy and we'll review it later in the show. And when Rockhopper came back on his little miniature rowboat, he brought back a whole shipload of miniature potted plants. These plants don't grow, they just sit in your igloo, but Billy Bob on the blog said that these pots will do something in the course of Club Penguin, meaning in a month they're supposed to grow and you get something super secret, so that's in handy, but it's members only, and it's 300 coins, and the free item was a red shirt with black stripes. And another free item was a sailor hat from Rockhopper. They brought this back last year when they had another Rockhopper party, but for those of you who missed it, the sailor hat was at the party, but now the party's gone.
Before, if you wanted to go in full screen Club Penguin, you had to type in load.swf, and it was really annoying. I mean, you could make it a bookmark or something, but still, it wasn't. You couldn't just go to clubpenguin.com and quickly go on full screen.
And it was also very slow.
Now, if you go to clubpenguin.com, second you press play now, it automatically goes to full screen, which is great. You don't have to type in anything else, and it's fast.
And that means you can see the screen much better now. So this is a part of the CPIP project, the Club Penguin Improvement Project. This is just one step of their many steps, and there's a new step coming this month. They're going to update the player card. For a long time, Peter and I have been at Club Penguin for about 2 years now, and we have collected hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clothes. So, this May, they're updating the player card so you're able to find your clothing much faster.
Yeah, kind of like the igloo update. They'll probably do it with the same thing with the clothing.
Now let's go into our reviews.
There's a new clothing catalog in CP, and it's not too bad.
Yeah, it is medieval themed, which is the theme of the party coming up on May 16th. The way we found this out is a loyal listener, Brian Clemens, emailed us with the secret of, in the very back of the catalog, there are the how do I get coins and are there other clothes questions. If you drag the how do I get coins question down, you'll see a tiny little letter. Click on it and it'll bring this up. To the manager of the gift shop. We've delivered all the clothes and materials you need for this month's catalog. Please deliver any leftovers to the decorating committee. We need to get started right away for the party on the 16th. Sorry for hiding this message. We just wanted to make sure we didn't ruin the surprise. Take care, the party committee. P.S. Remember, don't leave this in the catalog. So what this is saying is that there's going to be a medieval party on the 16th, and this new catalog has all the supplies you will need for it.
The catalog has some new things for the party, and they seem pretty cool. Well, on the first page, you have the dragon costume, which is, I don't know, kind of weird. 1,000 coins, pretty expensive. But if you click on his left paw, it comes up with like a cheap 250 coin crystal staff, which is pretty cool. Next page, we have a king's costume, which I think looks pretty cool, with a royal robe, king's crown, 400, 500, big expensive. And then on the next page for the queen, queen's crown, queen's dress, still around the same price. Then you have a knight helmet, which isn't the best looking, but it's not bad, for 600 and 400. So it's all, if you want to get a whole costume, it's all 1,000, definitely a lot of money. And then they have tabards, which are like, what are they, Emilio?
You put them on your body, they're kind of like cloths. And then you also have shields, 3 different types of shields, and 3 different tabards. And then on the next page, you have a princess costume with your emerald dress and emerald hat. And if you click on the emerald hat, it will bring up the woodsman's hat for 200 coins. Another very affordable hat. Of course, like the last catalog, we have the necktie collection. And we basically have the same stuff. And the Penguins at Work section, this is a blacksmith, and if you actually dance when you're wearing the blacksmith apron, you'll bring out an anvil and start pounding it. Also, we have the clearance of the leprechaun costume, and all of the St. Patrick's Day stuff, and also all of the scuba stuff. There are also 2 new player backgrounds. There's a medieval background and a background of a castle. And the last secret in the catalog is if you click on the casual suit jacket by the neck, it will bring up the cheesy necktie. Another thing that was hidden in the last catalog and is a very cool necktie.
There's a new wig catalog. It has some small improvements, but they're not bad.
There's 2 new wigs.
The Fire Striker, which is just like the Sun Striker, but a cool red-orange color. And the Side Tie 2, just kind of like one of the other blonde wigs, but it's brown. Not much of a change, but anything small is good enough.
Now we're going to review the new game that was in Rock Hopper's Ship. We were really happy about this game, and it was actually a really fun game. It's called Treasure Hunt, and the way it works is it's basically kind of like tic-tac-toe, but you have to find treasure.
Yeah. You use a partner, which is also kind of fun. You don't usually do that in Club Penguin. You try to find coins or gems, all sorts of stuff. It's a quick game, and if you find both gems and a bunch of coins, you can win like 90 coins or something. It's really good.
Each gem is worth 25 coins, and each little coin is worth 1 coin. So the way this works is you either have the left or the top of the board, and when you click on a row, it will carve that out halfway. And if the person who's manning the top clicks that, it will carve it out full way and expose any treasure that's buried underneath the soil. It's kind of a partner game, so you have to count on your other partner to win this game. And you both get the same amount of coins. This is the first game in Club Penguin multiplayer game where you do not have to be against someone. You're actually working with them.
There's a new sports catalog, and it's pretty cool. In Club Penguin now, they have, like, football, all sorts of sports. Now they have baseball. They used to just have, like, a ball cap, red and a blue. But now they have a baseball uniform, 600 coins, but they look kind of cool.
It is an all-over uniform, and there's also a baseball glove. And there's nothing else new on the next pages. And the only secret that's still in the catalog is that surfboard, the silver surfboard. You click on the flaming red surfboard, then you click on the seashell, then you click on the starfish, and it brings up the silver surfboard. We found this out over the past week that the silver surfboard actually does give you a bonus in speed and how high you jump when you play the game. So if you buy this, you'll be getting more coins in surfing waves. There is one new background, it's just a baseball background, and there is 3 new pieces of sport furniture.
Yeah, they have the gym mats and stuff like that, which is regular. They have a baseball base and a home plate and cricket wickets. The cricket wickets are kind of weird because most people don't even know what cricket is.
Unless you're in England.
Yeah, but the home plate and baseball base, I mean, I guess you could make your own field or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Since there's now that new phony lawn for the igloos, you could basically make your own little baseball field. So that closes out our review section, and now we're going to announce the new contest. The new contest is going to be listener art. draw art from Club Penguin, pretty much anything in Club Penguin or having to do with Club Penguin, and email it to us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. You can either draw it on the computer on Microsoft Paint or Photoshop, or you can actually draw it on a piece of paper and scan it onto your computer. Anything's applicable here.
Yeah, you can draw anything, Club Penguin, your igloo, your penguin, anything you want, and we'll just pick the best one.
We're going to pick two winners for this, and the winners will get to be on our site, clubpenguinpodcast.com, and they'll get to meet us on Club Penguin, and we'll announce them on the show. So send your submissions to clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. That's our email, and the site is clubpenguinpodcast.com. Our site is a great place to view the blog. When we're not having shows, we're updating the blog almost daily with new stuff in Club Penguin and rumors. There's also the videos page where you can watch videos, poll page where you can take polls. We'll announce the winners of some new polls in a few minutes. And you've even got the new downloads page where you can download widgets from our podcast. And you can even listen to our podcast on there without having to even go to iTunes. So waddle on over to clubpenguinpodcast.com.
We still have our poll page, and it's gotten pretty popular. We just had a new poll, well, sort of new, which is what is the best area in Club Penguin? Number one was the dance club with 35%. Then the beach and the coffee shop both had 9, not very popular. The mine was 4. But I think the person that voted mine thought about Kart Surfer, which is true. And the iceberg, 30%. Now that is a pretty big hangout. Ice rink, nothing. You know, it used to be that you could keep score there and stuff before when they had the color party or
the sports party.
Yeah.
Long time ago, there was a sports party in Club Penguin. There are actually rumors of it bringing it back this year. That's a big rumor in Club Penguin. And the medieval party rumor was actually just taken right here. That's true now. But the ice rink, even after the sports party, the scoreboard still was up for about 3 months, but then they took it down for some odd reason, and you've never been able to keep score. That's what actually made me go to the ice rink. I don't go there anymore.
Yeah, it used to be pretty fun. And then the lighthouse ending up with 13%. So dance club is a pretty fun place.
There were 23 votes total on that, and there is one more poll, which is what is the best party? You had the St. Patrick's Day, the Fiesta, the Summer Party, the Water Party, Rockhopper's Parties, the Fall Fair, and the Easter Party. And the winner was the Water Party, which I really like. There was a ton of free items there, and water slides everywhere, and you could just go sliding around Club Penguin.
Then, the second place, the Fall Fair and Rockhopper's Party were close. One vote off, 23% for the Fall Fair, 21% for Rockhopper's Party, which is a pretty close race. Then it got low, Summer Party, 12, not bad. And then St. Patrick's Day and Easter Party, those are two pretty small parties, 6, and the Winter Fiesta, 4. So all a good turnout here. We got 52 votes and definitely showed that which parties were the best.
The Fall Fair, if you remember, actually had about 10 new games that were just there for the fair. I'm surprised that that wasn't a winner. And I don't remember if I said this in the last show, but I'm just going to repeat it. What the winner was for the best catalog was the Cloth catalog by a landslide, 28 votes, and the other ones just got shrimpish.
Yeah, so the other ones didn't even have more than 10. They were 6, 5, 4, way low.
All right, so thank you for voting on our polls, and we're going to add one new one this week, and keep voting on those polls. We really like seeing what you guys think about Club Penguin. Before we close out the show, we have a few listener emails to say. We got an email from Ateen Coltrane. Please correct us if I said that wrong. And there is a cheat from the Igloo catalog. Well, not a cheat, but a secret. If you click on the crowbar wrenching up a floor in the floor space, you will get the new Secret Stone Igloo miniature for 2,000 coins. This one's always in the catalog somewhere else, but thanks for emailing that to us. And the final piece of listener email is Kaitlin Unhawk. Please correct us again if I said that wrong. But she gave us a lot of secrets for the for the new clothing catalog. She told us if you click on the arm of the dragon, you'll get the crystal staff, the woodman's hat, and how to get the cheesy necktie. And if you click on the bow tie of the cocoa bunny, you get the red Viking helmet. Click on the bow 4 times and you get the blue Viking helmet. And click on the mouth and you will get the green snorkel. So, thank you for emailing us. Oh, wait a sec. She has her penguin name in here. Gyunka. So, thank you for emailing us that. And that about does it for today's show. Remember to start on those listener art. Now, we all have that for maybe 3 shows, since that takes a while to do art. And send them to us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. That's our email. You can email us about anything. We're going to end off the show with 1 blooper that we had in this show and 1 piece of Club Penguin music. It's some new music that's in the lighthouse. And remember to go to the site, clubpenguinpodcast.com. It's a great site. Remember to subscribe to the blog, download a widget or two, and don't forget to click on our ads to support the show. We really need that support because I'm in debt $200. So, thanks for listening to this episode, and until next time, waddle on! It's time for some bloopers.
Welcome to the 11th episode of the Club Penguin Podcast. I'm Emilio.
What the heck?
Flip. Rock hopper.
You don't say the word rock hopper, you talk about rock hopper. Hope you enjoyed that. So, remember that this is an enhanced podcast, so the album art is constantly changing, and you can go to any part of the show when you want by just going to the chapters part. And if you look in our album art right now, you'll see the link of our site, and you'll be able to click on it right there. So, here's some Club Penguin music, and we hope you enjoy it.